You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. For California renters, this holiday season may turn bleak as many receive eviction notices. A new law is going into effect on January 1st. It aims to protect tenants, particularly from no-fault evictions. But many landlords are sending out required 60-day and 30-day eviction notices now to get in under the deadline, or they're raising rents.
I've been contacted over the last several weeks by residents in Salinas who first got a notice to increase their rents 20%, but 3 days later, on the very last day, that they could give a 60-day notice. Half of this apartment complex, six of the 12 households, were issued 60-day eviction orders.
That's Monterey County Supervisor Luis Alejo. He brought an emergency law before the Board of Supervisors Tuesday that aims to stop the evictions and rent hikes.
We're among the first counties to consider this, but cities all across California are already doing so.
The Monterey County Supervisors passed the emergency ordinance unanimously. It effectively institutes the state law immediately. Before the vote, several housing advocates urged the board to pass it. Over a third of people in areas of the Salinas Valley and in unincorporated Monterey County are renters. Elliot Robinson is with the Coalition of Homeless Services Providers.
If we want to address homelessness, one of the first places to start is in preventing the flow of people from housing into homelessness.
California's Tenant Protection Act of 2019 requires that landlords provide a legitimate reason to evict tenants, and it puts a cap on how much rent can increase each year. Both the new law in Monterey County and the coming state law don't apply to single-family owner-occupied residences. Meanwhile, in Paso Robles, a local housing nonprofit is asking the public to help a particular set of tenants facing eviction. After local media outlets uncovered deplorable living conditions at the Grandview Apartments in Paso Robles, the nonprofit People's Self-Help Housing made an offer to buy the complex at market rate. The owners refuse. Instead, they are now evicting all the tenants. People's Self-Help Housing has launched an emergency appeal for donations to help those tenants, which include 62 children. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.